it's all about tight harmony and attempting to sound as if you're one voice. And so there's a straight tone, no vibrato. It's really just sort of a straight note singing.
No wiggle, no,
no
wobble.
No wiggle, no wobble, no. So that really there's no distinction between the four parts as you're moving towards this singularity of one voice sound.
Mark and John, when you began writing the show, how did you begin delving into the characteristics of Barbershop?
I don't know where it came from, but I had this vision of a barbershop quartet, and they finish their song and go down on their knees, and one of them falls over dead of a heart attack hitting a high note. I said, there's something funny about this.
Mark had the original concept of doing something set in the world of Barbershop. Because the four harmonies are so critical to the sound, which is, they sometimes say they ring. These sounds ring like a bell when the harmony is executed correctly. It is important that all four people be there. So the concept of these four voices singing as one really drove the theme of this play.
And it was really John who came up with the idea of putting a Sikh in the show. These three very conservative men in their basement practicing and all of a sudden waiting for their new member who they've never seen before, they've only heard over the phone, come down the stairs and he's wearing a turban. And just the look on their faces.
Yeah.
That's the show.
Yeah.
It's the kind of counterpoint of traditional versus new.
Is there one number in the show that is sort of the textbook example of Barbershop?
This is Justin. We kick off the show with Hello My Baby, so that certainly is a very recognizable tune.
We do have the exciting adventure of Bill Grogan's goat.
Oh, true story.
It's a song about the mistreatment of a goat.
Yes, absolutely. I think that there is this sense of nostalgia and embracing In My Merry Oldsmobile, which we'll hear in just a second, the sensibility of freedom and grab my sweetheart and we're going to take a ride down the road. And just
and at the time, get bugs in your teeth.
Get bugs in your teeth.
Come away with me, Lucille, in my merry Oldsmobile. Down the road of life we'll fly, automobubbling you and I. To the church we'll swiftly steal, then our wedding bells will peal. You can go as far as you like with me in my merry Oldsmobile.
Beep. Beep.
Come away, dear, or to stay. With me in my Oldsmobile.
What do you think is the lasting universal appeal of barbershop singing?
I think nostalgia. What could be simpler than four people harmonizing without even having instruments?
I think one of the diminishing qualities in our culture today is innocence. Mm-hmm. And barbershop and these traditional songs are innocent in a way. Wait till the sun shines, Nelly.
You can't help but grin.
I mean, you know, it's like I notice that I'm a huge fan of The Wizard of Oz. Mm-hmm. I love this movie. And I've noticed that the older I get, the sooner I start crying when I'm watching it.
Hmm. So you cry before the tornado comes.
I'm crying when she sings to the damn dog. And the comedy in our play, actually, we just sort of said, let's play with this. The innocence being not being aware of others in this world.
Someday I'll wish upon a star and wake up where the clouds are far behind me. Behind me. Where troubles melt like lemon drops, way above the chimney tops. That's where.